This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're honored to have with us today Mr. Roy V. Harris, an attorney from Augusta, Georgia. Mr. Harris is also publisher of a weekly newspaper, the Augusta Courier, owner of an Atlanta radio station, a member of the Board of Regents of the State University System of Georgia, former speaker of the Georgia House of Representatives, and currently serving as president of the States' Rights Council of Georgia and as president of the Citizens Councils of America. Mr. Harris, it's indeed a pleasure to have you with us today.
Dick, it's a pleasure to be with you.
The state administration here in Georgia has, for a number of years, maintained a policy of complete segregation of public schools. Now, there have been some new bills passed by the legislature recently. Do you believe that this package of new laws in Georgia indicates a surrender on the part of state officials?
Well, I don't think it's a surrender. Yet, as far as the state government is concerned, it is a surrender. Because the effective, the state government has dumped the responsibility now on the local boards of education in the public school system and on the Board of Regents for the University of Georgia and the various branches of the university system. We were disappointed. We were hoping the state administration would fight it out, but they didn't see fit to do so. Personally, I've always wanted to see one Southern governor go to jail and defy the federal government. I believe it would produce a revolution in this country in the thinking of people and would help us establish states' rights quicker than anything else that could happen.
Well, in other words, this new package of laws has put the state as such out of the segregation business and has turned that over to the local units of school administration.
That is correct. The only law we have now is a provision in the Constitution saying that separate schools shall be furnished to the white and colored races. Yet, at the same time, we've got injunctions against us in the federal courts, and the federal courts ordering the city of Atlanta to take a few Negroes in its public schools and two Negroes in the University of Georgia.
What do you believe will be the effect of this new package plan of school laws?
Well, now, it may, in the long run, turn out to be an asset instead of a liability. For this reason, the people of Georgia have depended too much upon their governors and their politicians to handle this thing for them, and they haven't organized in the communities as they should. They haven't seemed to looking after their own schools and their own business. Now, this is going to leave it directly up to the local boards and the local people and in every school district. And we have 199 school districts in Georgia. There are 159 county districts and 40 city districts. And the local boards and the people in these 199 school districts are going to have the say-so. Now, it has some advantages. In the first place, it lets the people know that finally they are the ones who are going to determine what will happen. And I believe that the people in each community will organize and get together behind a program. They can certainly keep our segregated pattern of life. I believe they can convince the Negroes in the great majority of communities to go along with us and continue the way of life that's made the South, and Georgia especially, a great state.
Do you believe that that one effect of this new package of laws might be the opening of more private schools?
Yeah, now, there's one provision of this package of four laws that I was strongly in favor of. And that is the one that provides that the local school district, out of its money, must pay a grant to any child that doesn't want to go to an integrated school or doesn't want to go to the public school, as far as that's concerned, for his tuition in a private school. For instance, if the per capita cost in a county is $300, they'd have to pay him $300, and they'd use that to pay tuition. Now, I think that has three advantages. Number one, it's going to go a long ways towards brainwashing in our favor some of these boards of education and some of these school teachers. They've been sitting down thinking they'd get their money anyhow and didn't care whether they were integrated or not, and some of them have been brainwashed into believing into race mixing. Now, when they see that the majority of the people in a school district might walk up and take their grants and go over and patronize private schools, they're going to be very much interested in seeing that they're segregated. Now, another thing is, it's going to put some competition in the public school system. Our public schools have had no competition. They've grown fat and lazy in a way. They've been contented. They knew they had the jobs. They knew the money was coming. The only thing that most of them were interested in, that every time the legislature would meet, they'd ask the question, how big a raise are you going to give us? Now they are in competition, because as long as the people can take their children out and take tax money to pay the tuition, they might all move off and leave the public schools. So it's going to make this public school system get on the ball. They're going to have better teachers. They're going to be in competition, and they're going to have to deliver a better product than they've been delivering, or else these people are going into private schools. You're going to see them spring up all over the country. And of course, the third reason I favor the tuition grant is this: it makes it possible for anybody who doesn't want his child to attend an integrated school to get tuition with which to money with which to pay the tuition in a private school. And I'm not so sure that this tuition grants, if it's maintained, won't revolutionize our entire school system.
Mr. Harris, as leader of and spokesman for the segregation forces in the state of Georgia, what do you propose to do now?
Well, of course, we've got to start a different policy in Georgia, and I believe that practically every community in the South is going to face the same proposition that we are facing, and the people here in Atlanta are facing. Because I believe the Kennedy administration is going to furnish a whole army of lawyers to go all over the South into the federal courts, helping the NAACP integrate schools. There's going to be more injunctions and more court orders than you ever saw. When that time comes, it's going to be right down left for the people in the local communities to handle it. Now, with that in mind, and the fact that the state government in Georgia has got out of the segregation business, forces us to have a reappraisal of our situation. And since the burden is dumped on the local people, we're going to undertake to do this in Georgia. We're going to try to organize the people in every county and every city in Georgia. We're going to try to organize them behind the movement to keep segregation. We're going to advocate that we do everything we can to sell both races in the community on the advantages of keeping a segregated public system of public education. We're going to show them what happened here in Atlanta. And everybody will remember that Sherman burned Atlanta and left it in ashes and ruins. And the people had to start here and build from the ground up with no resources and by their own, and pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. Yet Atlanta today has more Negro wealth than any city in the world. Atlanta has more Negro colleges and universities than any city in the world. And Atlanta has more college students than any city in the world. Even though there are less than 200,000 Negroes in Atlanta, and there are 1.5 million Negroes and Puerto Ricans in New York City, and over 1 million Negroes in Chicago, and there hasn't been a time since the Civil War when Chicago and New York didn't have more Negroes than they have in Atlanta. Now, that's our first goal. Then we're going to adopt this policy and try to get our people to agree to go with it. We will not accept a Negro in a public school unless he's sent by the federal judge and accompanied by a federal marshal.
I was going to ask you, Mr. Harris, hasn't it been true throughout the South that the only places where forced integration has been successful has been where city and state police powers were used to escort
the Negroes
into the school?
That is absolutely true. There is no integration anywhere unless it has been forced by the local police and the local public officials. Now, we're going to ask them to take them only when they have to, keep them just as short a time as they can. Then we're going to try to train our children that they will not speak to them, they will not associate with them, and they will not speak or associate with any white who does either speak or associate with the Negro children. We're going to try to, by social ostracism, to maintain a pattern of social separateness and social separation in our public schools. I believe we can organize our people, and I believe it can be accomplished in that way.
Has there been a great deal of propaganda leveled at the people of Georgia in favor of accepting integration in schools?
Oh, certainly all of the mass medium of communication have just had, for years, have been trying to brainwash the people into accepting it. And here in Atlanta, for instance, we have a monopoly of the newspapers that have been the most liberal in the whole nation in that respect, and they have gone all out trying to force complete race mixing and acceptance even of the Negro on a social basis.
But in spite of that, do you believe that the people of Georgia are determined to maintain the right to run their own institutions?
Yes, sir. I certainly do, and I believe that people will do it, and I believe that we're going to have to go through some troublesome times. But when we get through, we will maintain our pattern of segregation in the state of Georgia.
Mr. Harris, our time has gone by very quickly indeed. I'd like to thank you once again for being with us. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum, Mr. Roy V. Harris of Augusta, Georgia, attorney, weekly newspaper publisher, owner of an Atlanta radio station, member of the Board of Regents of the State University System of Georgia, former Speaker of the State House of Representatives, President of the States Rights Council of Georgia, and of the Citizens Councils of America. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.